Well, the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, they are throwing a big party. If you think the Emmys and the Oscars and the Golden Globes, those are big events. They are, but the York County Regional Chamber's annual celebration, it ranks right up there with the big dogs, and they've got their big event happening on Thursday, February the 20th. Here in the studio, we have the president of the York County Regional Chamber, Dean Fail, as well as Celeste. Hello, Celeste. Have you ever been on this show before?
Not a time.
Never. Celeste Tiller, yes, joining us. Sorry, Celeste. If it makes you feel better, we interview somebody else on the regular, and I butchered her last name. And I said, it's not like I haven't known you for many years. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, you are both here today. And I'll get it right before February the 20th, right, if that's fine. But Celeste, let's start with you. It's a big night to celebrate all those in York County that really come from the business community, right, and beyond, that help make this county the best place to live, work, and play.
Yeah, we are super excited. And, you know, I've only been with the Chamber for a couple of years, but I have attended as a business partner throughout the years. And so, but this is the 25th. This is the silver anniversary of when we brought together, several different chambers throughout the county. And so that became the regional chamber. And so you're right, it is Thursday, February the 20th. It'll be at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center, so we're super excited to use that space, the arena space, for our event. Mark Persley is our program manager, and so he's working on putting all of that stuff together to really help us celebrate the last 25 years. And Dean will kind of talk about that impact and what we've done and how we're going to go forward. We'll honor our business leaders like we do every year. We'll have our Rock Hill, Fort Mill, our traditional things. We'll have our Athena Leadership Award. Those have been announced on our social media, so if you haven't been looking at that, please do, to kind of get an idea of who's going to be doing that. We'll talk about past successes. We'll talk about what's happening in the future. People should come, right? Everybody should be there. Business leaders, community leaders. I was at a meeting yesterday at a school, and this individual said, should I be there? I said, absolutely, right? That should never be a question. Just be there. Mainly because of the people that are going to be in the room. We are expecting a very large crowd. Being there to talk and share stories and network, that's what we're about, is, kind of expanding business. So we're super excited to be doing that. Molly Rose would be remiss if I didn't mention how to actually get tickets. I would probably get in trouble when I got back. You can do that on the Chamber's website. So we're doing that. So it is, of course, yorkcountychamber.com to register. We are so excited.
It's open to everyone,
yes,
right? Whether you're
everybody,
a Chamber member or not. If
yes,
you're not a Chamber member, maybe you're new to the business community, this seems like a great opportunity, mm-hmm, to network. Plus, this is a night, if someone is not returning your calls, your emails, or your texts,
now you can find them.
Chances are they'll be in that room and you can hunt them down.
Absolutely.
And they'll be in a good mood because everyone's celebrating.
That's exactly right. We'll have food. We'll have beverages, whatever types. So we're very excited about that.
Wow. So let's bring in Dean Fail again, president of the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And Dean, for folks to help them understand, it became regional because Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Antigua K, correct, all joined forces. They looked at working together, complementing each other, versus doing their own thing.
That's correct. And, Lucas, as I was hearing you guys talk and kind of asking the question of who should be there, I think we kind of get it wrong sometimes. People think, well, why should I go attend the Chamber's event? And this is really our community's event. This is your event. I mean, you guys, WRHI has been a member and has helped build this community ever since it started, 75 years ago? Mm-hmm. And so it's really your event, and it's our business community's event. And so everyone should come for that reason, because they're celebrating our collective successes. But 25 years ago, Tim Morgan was president and sitting in my role and at the Rock Hill Chamber at the time. And there was a lot of collaboration between the Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TGK, Greater York, Clover, and Lake Wylie Chambers. And just a conversation came up of, would it make sense for us to be a countywide chamber? And that often happens when you're in a fast-growing community. And in this case, it happened where the growth at that time was really fast. The growth was really rapid right along the I-77 corridor. So as the conversations developed, it made sense that, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and TGK became the catalyst for the regional chamber. As you look and our growth has expanded, now the Greater York Chamber decided to kind of join forces with us. We joked earlier, would that ever expand beyond the county? The way we look at it is, with the addition of our foundation, we do work that actually expands outside of our county. So, we actually, have members outside of York County that we represent and do work for. And then we have businesses and, our talent and workforce development work. Look at all the people that commute in. So if we're going to actually build and grow a stronger talent workforce, we've got to do it beyond just the borders of York County.
So when you look at 25 years of being the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, again, that includes Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TK, and York, what are some of the highlights? What are some of the big events that stand out?
Oh, absolutely. The first two or three things that come to mind is if anybody drives on a road, then you can't help but think the Regional Chamber has been instrumental in Pennies for Progress. That's been something that we started advocating for when it first came about, and we've led the campaign every 7 years to get people to get out and vote and understand the importance of keeping that momentum going. Close to 20 years ago now, we looked at our blue laws and felt like they were hindering economic growth in many ways. A lot of our restaurants could not serve alcohol on Sundays. When you look at their business model, they have a 7-day business model, not a 6-day business model. And so that was preventing us from getting some restaurants to locate in York County. So we think that was a big win from an economic health standpoint to kind of modernize those blue laws. But advocacy level at the state, you could look at numerous things that we've had a hand in. The EEDA legislation we advocated for heavily back in 2005, which was instrumental in establishing the 16 career clusters, and then in the IGP meetings. So, some people ask, well, the chamber just got started with workforce development when we hired Celeste 2 years ago. I say no, absolutely not. We really have been in the workforce development game for 25 years ever since we merged.
And just recently, you all have also, not only the York County Regional Chamber, but chambers throughout the state of South Carolina have really been talking with lawmakers about this insurance issue dealing with our local breweries. It impacts sure. them the most. And in fact, the governor did kind of mention that during the State of the State. And y'all have really tried to advocate on behalf and work beside these breweries that some can't stay open because the insurance is just too much.
Well, it's not just breweries. Liability, business liability insurance has had some significant increases. I talked to a business owner just yesterday, not a restaurant owner, not a brewery, not anything. His property, his liability insurance went up 19% last year. He's had no claims, no issues for 20 years of being in business, yet he had a 19% increase. And we're seeing that with many. So, where is the problem there? Is it on the insurance side? And many, and in like the state chamber is arguing that, well, there's a component of that on the legal system side, the tort reform. There's certain situations, someone has an accident, there's a lawsuit, there's an act in the Congress right now or in South Carolina known as joint and several, which actually will allow a person that's maybe only 1% responsible to pay 100% of the damages. And you kind of go, something about that's not quite right. We understand that when someone's been harmed, they deserve to be compensated. But does one business, 1% responsible, deserve the burden of that 100% responsibility? And I think most people with just a little bit of common sense would say no. So what's the exact solution? I'm not sitting here saying lawyers are bad. I'm saying the system is not quite structured in a way that's beneficial for all that are involved.
That's an example of what a Chamber of Commerce will do. Is there any misconception that people have regarding a Chamber of Commerce, whether it's York County or maybe Lancaster, Chester, or any other Chamber of Commerce is in the state? I know you're obviously here on behalf of York County, but what's the misconception that people have regarding a Chamber of Commerce?
And maybe something that we hear out a lot is that it's too expensive. They're trying to run a small, medium-sized business, and maybe it makes sense for these large businesses that have, 500, 1,000 employees, but for that small business, is it affordable?
Yeah, I think the most common misconception is that we're a PR firm for small business. That is not what we are. That is not who we are. That's not our sweet spot. Our primary mission is to improve the economic health and help all businesses collectively to be able to be more successful. right now, we see a couple of the largest challenges for all businesses, whether it's a small business or a large business, is acquiring, retaining, and growing talent. And so, you know, what are the two areas that we are leaning into most right now? That's workforce talent development with Celeste. That's leadership development with Colleen. That's why we've gone from one leadership program to four. So, you know, what is a chamber? You know, the misconception is a chamber of commerce is only the place that plans a networking event in the evening.
Business after hours, and that's right. It. That's the only thing you do. You
know, or before. Right. Don't forget the before
that's
hours.
Right.
I would never be there.
Right.
But, you know, an effective chamber of commerce in any community is constantly looking at what needs to change in that community to make it more successful. And I think the York County Regional Chamber has done a great job of that over 25 years under Tim Morgan, under Rob Youngblood, under the 24 previous volunteer chairs. And we've continued to evolve and try to meet the needs of all business.
And on that note, you've made huge strides the last 25 years, and we've talked about some of those this morning. But what does the next 25 look like? Where do you go from here? How do you build?
Celeste, I'll let you start with that one. You're younger than me. You might be here 25 years.
Meaning you might be around longer than
that's
me.
Exactly right.
You know, I just heard Tommy Smallsy on there, so you never know.
You know, I think what's so exciting is that it's this very collaborative nature. And so we've got, you know, they brought me in a couple of years ago to, you know, from Winthrop to work on the talent and workforce development. And there's been so much excitement about that and almost in some commitment from our companies, right? They're hungry for it, whether it's the leadership or the talent workforce development. And for me, that's where we go. If we're helping companies be able to recruit their employees, retain their employees, help them be more efficient, be able them to be more productive, ultimately leading to a better bottom line, that makes us successful. And that's what makes our community successful. And so I think for me specifically, and for the chamber, that's our focus. That's where we're going to go. We're seeing it every single day. Someone is communicating with us saying, okay, I need you to come in and evaluate what we've got going on. And they're really needing that service, and they value our opinion and kind of what our expertise is. And so I think that's going to help us grow every other facet of what we do. And so for me specifically, over the next 25 years, I'm not sure how – I will still be, 30, 40 by that point?
Absolutely. We all will be that
right.
old.
There will be modern advances.
There will be. That's what we're going to go backwards. We're going to Benjamin Button,
yeah,
right?
Heck yeah. We'll still be here, Celeste. Don't worry. Y'all will all still be here. 25 years later,
I think, you know, for us, what we've really tried to do is build a foundation that allows us to be nimble and responsive mm-hmm. to the needs of the community. So, you know, it's really for me, from a visionary standpoint, as long as we're prepared to tackle the next big challenge of our business community, then I think we're doing what this community needs from its Chamber of Commerce.
Well, you can celebrate with the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce at its 25th annual award celebration Thursday, February the 20th at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center.